This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has LA Live.
Yes, a butt naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time to smoke.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
What's this?
Everybody get high.
Recognizes that.
Hey,
regular order.
Because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election,
huh?
To sway the election.
What's she saying? I can't understand her. What?
Steal the election.
What?
That is why
she's
censoring and shadow banning.
Have it in 12 and a half, 15, 7 and a half, $20, 2 and a half, 5, 7 and a half, 30. Hit $30 down here, 2 and a half, 5, 35, 7 and a half, 40. Hit $40, 2 and a half, 5, 5, 45, 7 and a half, 50. Hit $50 down here, 2 and a half, 5,
55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55,
55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 55, 300, hit 3 1/4, cut 3 1/4 now, half, 3 1/2, set a 5 400, hit but a 4, 4 1/4, 4 1/2, we're selling the cell phone there, 4 1/4, 4 1/2, hit 4 1/2, 475, 500, 5 5 1/4, 5 1/2, I yield back.
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Yeah. There he goes. This is LA Live for Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. It's a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu, I too was born underwater with $3.06. Yeah, you might laugh. That's because you did not do your math. Peace to the gods and the earths. Here is Bobby Belt, which inspired me to play that congressman right here. If Bobby Belt worked at In-N-Out, he would sound just like this.
Cool. So just gonna double check with you guys really quick right now. It's gonna be the cheeseburger. That's gonna be protein style for the burger. Everything on it but the raw onion. It's gonna be one double double. That's gonna be everything on it but the onion for the burger. It's gonna be one animal style fry light well. Two waters to go for y'all today. 16:10 up at the first window right behind the blue 430 or right.
You're right, man. I need to see a birth certificate because Bobby's the fastest talking native Texan I've ever heard.
Yeah. He's a wild boy. Old Bobby. Old swivel hips.
It's all in the hips.
What a character.
LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Mwah. NG bag of the day. We do it every weekday on the fan at 2:30. Don't miss it. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. And you can follow us all. If you find G Bag Nation on Twitter, shout out to that Tola I seen in the gas station on the day. Hey, Lucius. I thought I was about to get served.
Oh, no.
That's not me.
You got a folder.
It's
LaPaul.
Yeah.
Yes, who?
Our winner, speaking of Bobby, let's go to the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop?
I did get served recently, by the way. The Homeowners Association dues from like 2022.
Oh.
I kept seeing it in the mail. I was like, whatever, leave me alone, right? I got a knock on the door. Are you Gavin Dawson?
I told you, it's how it happens.
Yep. I bet that bill was fat.
Hey, you were like, of course I am. He's like, here you go. You've been served. And they just walk off.
Yeah. I'm going to pay the rest on time, I think, going forward. I think it was $50 a month.
Yeah,
that adds up.
That's good. Mine is crazy expensive for no reason.
Oh, no, that was the late fee that had been accruing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like the toll tag thing you were trying to deal with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, them toll tags don't play, bro.
No, they don't play.
I dropped like $1,500, and that's a negotiated deal.
Yeah.
That thing was way up there. I almost skipped out of town when I seen it. I was like, well, better get on out of here.
Oh, Mexico.
Yeah. Yes. Feel the love. Let's feel the love. This is our winner right here, day two. Feel the love for RJ and Choppy Show.
Sorry, go ahead. Did you have more? Your mic's off.
You think
what's wrong with you today?
This
you come in late. You don't have your equipment.
I was not late.
You don't have an earpiece.
I was
coughing
not late.
Off. You're stuttering and stammering. You don't have your mic on.
I was not
Wake
late.
Up.
I was not
Stanley,
late. And
Stanley.
Yeah, look. I mean, stuttering and stammering just means we're twins now, Sean. That's all that is. So, Peyton,
man,
he went in on that while you were out. He kept talking.
Look at RJ
about,
snitching, bro.
I guess an insecurity or whatever. And I'm like, I don't even notice.
He was talking about me stuttering.
Yeah, I don't even notice.
No, I did not. If you could ever have your name first or second the show and talk as much as I do, you probably stutter more.
Son.
Yeah.
There's a promo right there, baby. Let's go. Thank you. Man.
Yeah. There's a promo for the day. So Tim doesn't have to bust Bobby's ball. That's the last time I take up for your ass, too. When you want to say something in the meeting, you're too scared to do it. That's the last time I put my neck out there on the line for you.
Great dismount.
That's a fantastic dismount.
Wow.
Like Dominique Dawes at the end of it.
Found out Bobby's afraid to say things.
Man, I'm telling you, there's all types of snitching going on in that clip. Woo-wee. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Butt Naked Wednesday. Shout out to all 5% of y'all understand. I got a question for the Tolos. I asked this on Facebook. Name an athlete or a celebrity that you feel gets too much unnecessary hate. That you feel gets too much unnecessary hate. I'm going to tell you right now, LeBron James is number one. Okay. In my comments, there were a lot of love for LeBron James, okay. And he feels he gets a lot of unnecessary hate. They say he's a good father, good family man, great businessman, and a good basketball player, one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, man, there's so many great qualities about LeBron. I think I'd have a hard time finding somebody that's stronger than that, but I'm going to work on it, Lucius. What do they got?
Yeah, my mother-in-law doesn't like LeBron James either.
He goes around calling himself a king. He's no king.
That's a crown.
Damn. Number two was Dak.
Yeah, I was about to say Dak.
Unnecessary hate on Dak.
Yeah. Even the national shows go after him, and then LeBron as well.
Yeah.
Poor LeBron's
good,
trying
man.
To play with Bronny, and nobody's going to, nobody cares. I mean, they're all like going after.
Yeah,
can't play basketball.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, Bronny for sure.
Yeah, Bronny's on the list. Bronny gets a whole lot of unnecessary hate. Let's scratch that off.
Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Caitlin Clark is on the list for sure, and Angel Reese.
Well, Angel's getting a lot of love today.
She sure is getting a lot of love. Them 5'6" thighs she's got. Them little
she
old shorts
bikini
on.
Photos? Oh, some shorts photos.
She has some shorts on.
Daisy
yeah.
Dukes, man.
Yeah, she was the third wheel the other day. And, boy, I tell you what, I'm pretty sure she was distracting old boy.
Courtside and the Dukes, man.
Yeah,
that's
man,
a hell of a
come
play.
On, bro. That's almost better than Rihanna with the T-shirts.
Oh, man.
And then she's on Instagram. I can't believe you guys objectifying me. I'm a young lady.
I'm not flying out any of you thirsty
dudes.
That's
totally
I'll third
fair.
Wheel forever.
Yeah.
That's fair?
Yeah. No, but, what you're saying.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Name an athlete or a celebrity that you feel gets too much unnecessary hate. Someone said Floyd Mayweather Jr.
He agitated.
He leans into it.
Yeah.
Floyd kind of brings it on himself.
His bit.
Yeah.
If I'm going to make people hate me, if they won't love me, I'm going to make them hate me.
Yeah.
And he did a great job at it.
Coming out there with a sombrero and poncho on the Mexican holidays. Just trolling. Come on, bro. He know what he's doing. Simone Biles. Gets a lot of unnecessary hate. She had a mental breakdown and grown-ass men started to disrespect her.
Yeah,
my man
Amon
said. Shout out to Amon. What up, bro?
Yeah, she just said she was feeling unsafe, right? That was the last.
Twisties?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was lost in the air.
Yeah. Seems like she's back, though.
Oh, she's back.
Yeah.
She gets like 12 feet in the air on some of these routines that she's got. That's insane. She's not even 5 feet tall.
Over-rotates.
The hate was like. She just used that as an excuse because she thought she would lose type of thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I believe her. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. She's an American hero.
See, there goes that hate.
Championships were here recently for the Olympic team and stuff. And, and they had other participants, like other Olympians saying, like, you get these twisties. It's not.
That's
not
real easy. Deal.
I don't know how they do that.
It's not easy to deal with. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's real deal.
Yeah.
Let's see. James Harden. They said James Harden gets a lot of unnecessary hate.
Yeah, is that hate or is that just doubting him as a true great? You know? Like, his playoff record kind of brings up the jokes. You know, his playoff scoring output, stuff like that.
He had one good defensive play, I remember, in the playoffs. One time. That's all I
got. Yeah, one time, though. Man.
One amazing defensive play. Barry Bonds. They say Barry Bonds gets a lot of unnecessary hate. Okay. What do you guys think about that?
Is that unnecessary? Or is it warranted?
I think he brings some of it upon himself.
Yeah, you think so?
Well, I mean, as a player, but like when he nowadays, he's kind of like that whole thing when he was at the, you know, the Willie Mays when they're at the field in Birmingham and all that. Yeah. Some of the things he said and everybody's like,
his ego popped out.
Yeah, his ego's like, they're talking.
Oh, is it Satchel Paige? Satchel Paige,
I'm taking him yard. You know,
and that man got that dog in him, bro. Yeah. Got that dog in him.
He didn't want to play the media game at all. Mm-hmm. And so the people that would have told his story in a positive light all hated him. Mm-hmm. Everybody that covered him, a lot of teammates. He was just real serious and surly and about hitting home runs. And, I think if you don't take the time to, like, sow those relationships and build goodwill, it'll come back to get you.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I don't know. There were so many people cheating, though. I could never get around to, like, not liking a guy because he got caught for what tons of people
were doing.
Yeah.
I tried to feel that same way about Lance Armstrong, but he was kind of nasty with it, though.
Oh, he was so mean.
God. He was really nasty. He was lying.
Yeah.
No, he Lance deserves it.
He would, like, create lawsuits, to take you to court just because you were telling the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an all-time liar. Like, historical. Like,
he's an all-time believer.
All-time liar.
I think he might be, at least for sports, I think he's the one seed.
I think he convinced himself that it's the truth.
Yeah. Like,
that's how good of a liar he is.
And he was willing to tear down anybody else's life around him.
Yeah. He doesn't even think he's lying.
He doped so much better, though, than there. But everybody was doping.
Yeah.
You know?
He just did it the best.
He was just the best of the dopers.
He had that thing dialed.
Somebody on the fan text said Jesus received the most unnecessary hate of all time.
Hey, dude.
Yeah. We'll take Baracus.
Well, what people get hated on, you know?
Terrell Owens gets a lot of unnecessary hate, the Tolos say.
Yeah. There's some understanding going on there, I would say.
How about Rondo?
Rondo, I
he's so much
that
of a
hate.
Non-factor now.
Damn,
I don't even worry about him.
Jeez,
it seemed like he's.
No, that's the first time we talked about Rondo in what, months?
We brought
his name up, talking about. We went through the whole NBA playoffs and didn't talk about him one time. I don't believe.
He did give up on your team, so I think you're a Mavs fan, you hate him, but Boston loves him.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Boston loves.
He's a polarizing guy. I'm going to throw out Adam Sandler. You know,
he gets a lot of unnecessary hate.
Yeah. You know, I grew up at a time that really appreciated that. That was right in my wheelhouse of liking, like, 16 to 25 years old, where Adam Sandler is at his peak. He's a freaking comedic legend to me.
Yeah.
But I feel like 7 or 8 years ago, the narrative started that he's not funny and he's overrated. And that might be the case now.
Hmm.
But dang it, his catalog is tremendous.
Yeah.
He just looks so dirty sometimes.
Yeah.
Looks like he takes spit baths.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to argue.
But he's funny.
He walks around like cargo shorts and working boots.
Yeah.
With a t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Two sizes too big.
Oversized basketball shorts.
Just like a depressed housewife.
Incredible. He can hoop, too.
To like an award show, too. There's like a red carpet.
Yeah, he just doesn't care.
Michael Jordan is highly disrespected by today's generation, Antolo says.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Highly disrespected. Tony Romo is on the list for having the most unnecessary hate out here.
If you're a Cowboy quarterback.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Somebody says Nickelback. Yeah, no reason, bro. I love Nickelback. I can cry to Nickelback.
Yeah.
Look at his photograph.
That's probably one of the better ones in regards to celebrities.
Yeah,
it's like, it just became a huge, like, national trolling bit that everybody just got on.
Yeah.
I feel that way about Journey. You know, like, Journey's a punchline band.
Sure.
You put on a Journey's greatest hits, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
His voice is incredible.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith gets a lot of unnecessary hate. The man is just a great actor.
If you can look at him through that prism,
I can't.
Then yes.
But if he's acting, then he's bringing that on himself.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Because why would you choose that role anyway? Yeah. Shikari Richardson gets a lot of unnecessary hate. She sure does.
Watch this. Was it the Sprinters or the Sprints? Is that what's the show?
It's probably just, it's the media, right? The media probably doesn't like her because she'll clap back at the media. I like it. Stand your ground.
Yeah, I like it. Ever since Usain Bolt said, hey, just be quiet and show them what it's like on the track. Yeah. She came through.
I'll tell you what, though, like, and this happened at the trials, when the athletes win and then start crying, that's an instant tune out for me. I can't sit there through the triumphant tears.
You respect like Super Bowl loss tears? Do you respect that more? Yes,
I respect Super Bowl loss.
Not sad sports tears, but not happy tears.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Wow. I don't know what it is about it, but I'm like, I got to get out of here.
You just won. Why are you crying?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that the vibe?
Look at them all.
Maybe
happy
it's
and everything.
Achieving a childhood dream and it's all coming together at the perfect time.
Emotional.
And they start, it just, it seems
that's
so
why,
look at me.
I'm putting it on the question.
That's why I can't watch like award shows when people win and they give speeches.
What's wrong with y'all, man?
I can't watch it.
Bro, y'all need to go talk to somebody about that. What happened to you in your past? You need to go talk to somebody about that.
I never watched like the Academy Awards or any of that stuff.
Look at them all happy because they're achieving their goals.
Heisman Trophy.
You don't like the speeches? Well, I mean, the speeches.
I'm a broken man, Lucius.
Hey, that's all great.
I'm going to ask the players in Oxnard now, all of them. When was the last time you sports cried?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We'll have to decide.
That's a good one.
And when they give theirs, we'll look at Gavin and Brian and say, is that acceptable?
Do you approve?
And you got to answer honestly. You can't just, because they're sitting in front of you.
I kind of feel like that you're weak, I would say.
Let them know.
I think it's a weak move on your part, but hey, who cares other than me?
Maybe the reporter wait until they're done and then circle back around.
They finally get their moment.
They're gasping for breath. Yeah, they just won the damn 800. And you're trying to interview them 30 seconds later. They're crying, choking.
Bubba Watson, when he won the Masters, he couldn't get through without crying the whole time.
Yeah, but you're still the one that's drafting Caleb Williams number one overall after he was boohooing his mom's bosom. We're still drafting a number one overall.
It's a good point.
Like, was that a losing cry?
Yeah, it was a losing cry.
They're okay with the losing cry.
He lost equity in the Bears, bro. I would cry too.
Yeah, it's a triumphant cry.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
He went in the crowd. He wasn't like in front of me doing it.
That's okay. If he cries after winning the Heisman, though, don't do that.
Right.
We're all human. Go cry to your mama. You're on TV.
He did.
Everybody needs you to cry every once in a while.
Look at this person all happy. Before we get out of here, let's see. Yeah, did I say Nick Cannon?
No.
Nick Cannon gets a lot of unnecessary hate. He's a genius. Nick Cannon's hilarious.
He's got all the kids, right? Insurance policy on his onions.
He had to, man.
Yeah, he's got all the kids, but so does like somebody else.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek.
Who's the most likable guy with all the kids?
I mean, if you're
it's not Elon Musk.
John Cena.
It is interesting for having done a lot of bleeped up things. Tyreek Hill is still likable. I still like Tyreek.
He's funny.
Yeah, I mean, he's all right.
He's funny.
I hate his nickname, the cheetah.
Yeah.
Lucius has an issue with you now.
I don't like it.
There's something about him that I just find entertaining.
I get it. Very. That's that Florida on him. Yeah. Florida boys.
But he has done some messed up stuff, man.
Damn. Before we get out of here.
And the pot ain't called the kettle black.
Josh Hamilton gets a lot of unnecessary hate. Tiger Woods, Bryce Harper.
Oh, no. Josh Hamilton deserves all that hate at this point. Yeah. I mean, he beat up his daughter.
Chris Brown.
Tiger Woods is a good one.
Bleep Josh Hamilton.
Yeah, for no reason they got mad at Tiger.
Yeah.
His wife should be mad. Y'all all worried about it. Well, he sold the family to us, you know. That was his brand. Like, shut up.
Yeah. People at the Waffle House are having problems with this right now.
Chris Brown, Kawhi Leonard, Kurt Angle got a lot of hate. Mm. I get it. I hated Kurt Angle, too.
He wasn't likable.
He was just too much.
Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Westbrook.
Got him. Why'd you do that?
Damn.
You said you weren't going to do that.
Damn. John Wall and Mello. All right, y'all. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I mean, the body of water, that's my time. I had some more stuff to you, but I ain't got time.
Barack Obama.
Doing the John Wall. Isn't that the John Wall dance? Something like that?
Do a little Dougie.
Get the John Wall.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. It's Dougie-ish. All right, y'all go. I'm gone.
There he goes. Lucius Alexander, every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Time for a proper round trip or we'll chuck around the bases brought to you by Uber Eats. Where are we going?
Mid-season awards and what's the weirdest reason you ever quit something? That's next in the Nation.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.